Mike Tomalaris joins us, and he's been on the tour down under. And I was saying to Stewie earlier that I'd witnessed this performance by Richie Porte. It was simply outstanding. He was just too good. Too much power in the legs, and the peloton just couldn't keep up. It was that simple. Mike Tomalaris, good morning.
Yeah, they're calling him Porte Power.
very good, Mike.
Yeah. They'd love that down in Adelaide.
Oh, they'd absolutely some of them would. They do love it. And look, he was powerful. And you saw the vision yesterday, TK. He's in a pretty good place right now, isn't he? I mean, he wasn't challenged at all, which for some it came as a surprise. I mean, it's the first race of the season. Richie's been out of the game for 5 months since crashing out of the Olympic Games in August last year. And I tell you what, he's in a good place. He's oozing with confidence, and you saw that yesterday. The Euros just couldn't keep up with him, and they included Gorka Izaguirre, the Spanish rider from Movistar, who came second, and Esteban Chavez in third place. If you look at the overall standings right now, Richie's got a commanding lead of 20 seconds from those two riders, and some might say that's not much, and they're probably right, but it's a six-day race, and when you've got two big mountain stages, one of them being yesterday, the next coming on Saturday, it is a considerable margin. And when you take into account this race has only been separated by a handful of seconds in past years, 20 seconds is a long time.
Yeah, it certainly is. Now, you say surprising result because he's been out injured, but he's obviously been training. Like, he wouldn't have just been sitting on his backside. He was obviously done the work.
Oh, he's done the work all right. He said that he's been training the house down from where he comes from in Tasmania, Launceston, and he said yesterday after the race that he's been looking for every steep climb in Tassie and just tackled it up and down, up and down, up and down to train himself. Look, he's focused. He's focused to win this race, and there's another big race in France in July that he desperately wants to win. He wants to etch his name into Australian cycling folklore by winning the Tour de France. These are his main goals. He's well on his way to winning down under, although there's still a long way to go and anything can happen. You know, interestingly, at the post-race press conference, he said he mentioned the word puncture. Now, you might remember at last year's Tour de France, he punctured and lost big time, and that's always in the back of his mind. I think he might have been slightly scarred by what happened last year and losing 2 minutes and finishing fifth overall at the Tour. And there are some of the variables in the world of professional cycling. You might be physically at peak form. You might be mentally in tune. But if your machine breaks down unknowingly and, without warning, then it all goes pear-shaped, doesn't it?
Well, mate, he was a $2.50 favourite at the start of the Tour, Richie Porte. He's now into $1.15, Mike, and he's actually third favourite for the Tour de France, which has been dominating in the betting with Chris Froome, quite clearly.
Wow, that's great. That's great to hear, TK. Third already, and we're only in January. But, you know, prior to the stage yesterday, I think the bookies had him at $9, which came as a big surprise for me. If you put a lazy tenner on Richie yesterday, you would have cleaned up. $9 is pretty good. He's a favourite of mine, always has been, because he is so mentally focused. And this is the year. He's turning 32 in about 9 or 10 days' time. And, look, the experts are telling me that is the perfect age if you're going to win a Grand Tour like the Tour de France in July.
What do we expect today?
We're looking to go from Glenelg for Stage 3, the seaside suburb here in Adelaide. Nowhere near Port Adelaide. Oh, just down the road, really. and then making our way up and over the Fleurieu Peninsula down into Victor Harbour on the southern coast. About 140 k's, but I'd like to think a breakaway might succeed today. Richie, all he has to do is defend that leader's jersey, a jersey that he's never worn before. So he's wearing it for the very first time, and he'll be proud as punch when he puts that ochre-coloured jersey on today. Let me tell you, he loves this race. He's been coming here for years, and finally he's got what he wanted. But let's hope a breakaway stays away. If you're looking for a tip, I'm not sure what the bookies are saying, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's a name, the Queenslander, Jay McCarthy, among the bookmakers betting today. Unheralded in Australia, but certainly making his mark for the Bora team, and that's the team Peter Sagan rides for. He's Sagan's teammate, and he's in fourth place overall, 24 seconds, I think, behind Richie Porte. I wouldn't be surprised if he tries to break away and tries to eat into Richie Porte's overall margin.
Sounds good. Mike, we'll be talking again tomorrow, and we'll get all the latest from today's stage.
Thanks, DK.
Good man. There is Mike Tomalaris with all the latest from the Tour Down Under there in Adelaide. He has a good time down there, mate, doesn't he?
Bit of bike riding.
Rosso.
Bit of vino.
Where are you guys finishing? Well, I'll see you there later on today.
Exactly.
That type of thing. So,
exactly.
All the latest news there from Mike Tomalaris.